story. I shall tell of my first husband who died in Atlanta, and of my child who survived.
Your child survived? But you said
I shall tell of this locket I wear. A locket you did not know opens. There. That, my dear, is my first husband. John Hebron of Atlanta.
But he's...
the noblest man who ever walked the earth. I cut myself off from my race in order to wed him. And never once while he lived did I regret it. Our only child, which is the child you see here, took after his people rather than mine. And in fact, little Lucy is darker than her father ever was. But, dark or fair, she is my daughter, and I dearly love her. You see how she holds on to me now with such affection. When I left her in America, it was only because her health was weak. She was given to the care of this faithful woman who had once been our servant. Never for a moment did I dream of disowning her as my daughter. Never. But when fate brought us together, Jack, and I learnt to love you, I feared to tell you about my child. God forgive me, but I thought I might lose you because of her, and so turned away from my own daughter.
Mrs. Monroe.
I'm all right. My husband wants the story told, and so I shall. For 3 years, I have kept her a secret from you, Jack. For my own peace of mind, this nurse who looked after her kept me informed as to her welfare. Finally, however, came an overpowering desire to see her again. A desire I struggled against in vain. Though I knew the danger, I decided to bring her over, if only for a few weeks. I sent £100 to the nurse and gave her instructions with regard to the cottage so that she might come as a neighbor and seemingly with no connection to myself. Oh, dear Lord, my own child with no connection to myself, the very words stick in my throat. I pushed my precautions so far as to order the nurse to keep dear Lucy in the house by day and to cover up her little face and hands so that even those who might see her at the window would not gossip at there being a black child in the neighborhood. If I had been less cautious, I might well have been more wise. But I was crazy with fear that you, Jack, would learn the truth, and all would be over between us, as now it is. It was you who first told me that the cottage had become occupied. So I knew they had arrived that day. I should, of course, have waited for the morning, but such was my excitement. I could not sleep and slipped from my bed knowing how hard it is to wake you. But you saw me go. That was the start and end of all. Next day you had my secret at your mercy, but nobly refrained from pushing your advantage. 3 days later, however, the nurse and child only just escaped by the back door as you came in the front. And now you know. You know it all. And I have been forced to do the thing that I most dreaded. Destroy your love for me by my own word of mouth and action. Your love has always been and always will be the thing I hold most dear. And perhaps one day you will understand that pain is the price we pay. I know now our marriage to be over, but I would ask of you in future days not to think too badly of me. Oh, Jack, what is to become of us? Of my child and me? Oh, Jack. Jack, please say something.
Mr. Monroe, I...
Lucy. Come here. Come to me. That's it. Here.
Let me lift you.
Well, now, Lucy. What a lovely smile from such a lovely girl.